Nacho. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And my good friend Rita Doubles is back with us. Yay. And she's going to be talking to us about intention. So, you know, the theme for the season is raise your vibration. And really having the intention to raise your vibration is going to make a big difference in your life. So Rita is going to be talking about what does raising your vibration really mean? The many layers and how to stay in intention through it all. What are the benefits of raising your vibration? What to expect, light and shadow sides of the process, because there are both, and how to take charge, the balance between owning your power as creator and surrendering to your light, and also how to step into your new size shoes and own yourself more fully as light and creator incarnate. And of course, we'll be taking live caller questions, so you can submit your question on the Q&A, or you can hit star 2 to raise your hand and we'll have you come on live. So for those of you who don't know Britta, I'll just tell you a little bit better. She's been on the show many, many times. Yay. Always have so much fun. And, you know, one of the things that I really like about Britta is how she is so full of light, for sure. But also there's that compassion and integrity and just her presence is so powerful and strong, and you will experience that for yourself in just a moment. And you can read about Britta on the live page, but I'll just tell you, she is an intuitive channel and light ambassador who has assisted thousands of clients transition through challenging life circumstances to embrace change and live more empowered, compassionate lives. And Britta sees and feels information in the form of energy or light, which is our true essence. Our energy and light is our power, and our mission to own the authentic empowerment that is our birthright and magnify the light within each other. So you can read more about Britta on the live page or in the email, but I'm excited to begin this conversation. Yeah, I'm not talking very well. What's going on here? I think the energy is flowing. So it's like, oh. But I'm excited to talk about intention, about raising a vibration and what all that means. So this is a topic that I just absolutely love, and I talk about myself with all of my clients and all of my group calls and everything. It's always about raising your vibration. So I was so excited about, you know, doing this theme for the season, because to me, it's really, really important. So Britta, welcome to the show.
Hi, Elara. Thank you so much for having me. And hello, everybody who's joining us and who's listening in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for those of you joining later and listening in, please do take a few minutes to be centered in your heart space. You know, take a few deep breaths, be centered in your heart space. Try to let go of all the distractions that are going on around you and just present for a little while, you know, and just so that you can absorb not just the words in the information, but also the energies that Britta is always sharing. Her and her team, me and my team, we're always sharing these energies through these calls. So please be open to receiving them and really being present, you know, so that you can receive even more for yourself in this call today. So Britta, I'm so excited to talk about raising your vibration. So what does that mean to you? What does raising your vibration really mean?
Hi, and yeah, thank you so much. That was a really nice introduction right there, and inviting everybody to be in the heart space and listening through the heart space as well. And so I would like to actually tag on to that for just a few moments, because this is really a visualization that I would like to use as the foundation for the call, for the conversation. So everybody who's with us, I would like to invite you to slow down. Take a few breaths. Slow yourself down, because you have got to slow down if you want to raise your vibration. That's really important, because when we're doing and running around and working and thinking and doing this and running here, that is not helpful to raising our vibration or even just to becoming aware of our vibration or where it's at. So everybody, if you just want to take a few breaths and slow down your breath and deepen your breath and taking in that inhale and letting it go through the exhale. And then from here, if you can, if you have your hands free, extend your arms out to the sides and swing them around slowly. And so this is now marking your aura. This is marking the space. This is your energy space. And so in the middle is your physical body. Then the next layer out is the energetic body. The next layer out from here is the emotional body. And the next layer out from here is the mental body. Then we have a few other ethereal bodies. And, of course, your soul is much, much, much bigger. And this is not your soul. What we're looking at here for today is the space that you have incarnated into, which is the physical body as well as the auric field. And so by extending your arms, you get a sense for how big it really is. And everybody in proportion to their body size, this is your space. And this is the space that you are meant to work with, that you are meant to clear as well as refill with light. And so from here, as you're breathing and as you're marking your space, your energy, your field, if you can, close your eyes, even just for a few moments. And so within all of these bodies that you have come here to work in, and play in, and work with. Within all of these bodies, there is energy that is old energy. Within all of these bodies, there is energy that is dense energy. And so this is from experiences of this lifetime, as you very well know, that were traumatic, or misperceptions, or lack experiences of any kind. And so these energetic formations within these bodies, within your field, whether it's within the mental body, the emotional body, the energetic body, or the physical body, these formations need to be cleared. And they want to be cleared. And your soul wants to clear them. And so when we're raising our vibration, the first step is always these old energetic patterns, these old energetic formations coming up. And they have to come up so that we can address them, that we can look at them and welcome them and understand them. And as we do, we start the healing process. And then from there, we are able to release them. And then the light fills in. And so this is how we raise our vibration. And of course, the more we heal and the deeper we heal and the deeper we go through the layers of our soul, of our being, the more we illuminate. But for now, let's stick with this understanding of that this is your space that you are here to work with. And this is also the space that you feel when you encounter other people. So sometimes you may feel somebody and they may feel very light and very strong, or other times you may encounter somebody and they may feel like really heavy or really fearful. And so it's what they're holding within this space, within this aura, the energy. We can all feel it. And so the more we pay attention to it, the more we will be able to feel others, but also ourselves. Okay, good. So then from here, stay within this awareness of your space. Stay within this awareness of your breath. And then from here, if you're ready, open your eyes, coming back into being here and being fully present. And raising one's vibration is really a wonderful blessing that we are now receiving so much support on, because the vibrations of this planet are increasing and there is support available within books, within summits, within video courses. There's so much support. And so the focus on this and holding your intention onto yourself and the energy within your space, and you focusing and holding your intention onto that you are here to increase your vibration and become more of the light that you really are, is a very important practice that is not just meant to be a half an hour in the morning when you're meditating. It is really an awareness that you want to really bring into your day and your entire day. Bring it to work. Bring it into your relationships. Bring it into your choices and hold on to that intention. The more you do, the more this process is going to happen for you much more quickly. And as you're holding this intention of raising your vibration, you're also connecting much more deeply with your light, because really your light is beautiful, unconditional love and acceptance. And as this beautiful, unconditional love and acceptance, you are able to work with yourself and the energies that are still needing your attention much more easily, much more gracefully. And again, that will speed up your process. So seeing everything that is happening through the eyes of intention, through the eyes of light intention. And this is not only going to drop you deeper into your light essence, but it's also going to open up this relationship with yourself as light. Because it is through this light that you reach your empowerment and your strength and your fearlessness and your joy and your creativity and your flow with life. And it is, of course, also through this that you are in this relationship with your intuition, your guidance, your inner knowing, that voice that is your soul. And so the ultimate process here is that you are bringing in more and more and more of who you really are. But at the same time, and this is very important, staying very present to the physical, staying very grounded to your life, to your responsibilities, to your actions, to your choices, because the light needs the grounding. If you're not grounded, it is very, very difficult to embody your light. And it is very difficult to really have a full experience of this earthly joyride that it's really meant to be. Right? Are you there, Alara?
Yeah. Absolutely. I know. You know, I think one of the key points that you just made right now is that how important it is to ground in order to anchor in more of that light. And grounding doesn't necessarily mean, you know, grounding into Mother Earth. I mean, I do that every day. So, you know, it's part of my process as well. But it's also about being present in your body, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, something that really has been happening for me a lot lately is that, you know, as we're all shifting in vibration, because we're all doing it. We're all doing it almost on a daily basis now. And we go through shifts and we go through cycles, but it's really becoming so, so, so apparent. And, you know, the physical body is the densest part of this manifestation. And also the physical body remembers everything, everything you have ever experienced, all the trauma, all the fear, all the lack. Your body remembers it all. And so, you know, the body awareness is so, so, so important right now, because most of all have become pretty good at understanding our stuff, right? And we have become pretty good at understanding our thoughts and patterns and knee-jerk reactions or addictions. You know, we know our stuff. And so this is all a part of the energetic process and clearing. But, you know, physically, the physical body, to really become much more attentive. And again, this is where slowing down is so important, to listen to your body and to ask your body even, what do I need? What would make you feel good? What would make me feel good? What would make us feel good? Really forming a much closer relationship with the body is very important, because the body has to release it, and it's going to come up in form of symptoms. Sometimes it's fatigue. Other times it could be headaches. Other times it could be spaciness. You know, different people experience it in different ways on different days, right? But to really become very present to the body and work with your body and be good to your body and really form a deeper respectful relationship with the body right now is super, super important.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so, you know, and sometimes we forget, right, that to to include our body in what's going on. So our body lets us know what it does not like.
Yes, and it's very easy. It's very easy to push and rush, because, you know, the pressures of life are very high, and we all have a lot of responsibilities, and yes, and we have work, and we have children, and we have houses, and we have so many things to do always. And so it's very easy to just keep going and keep pushing, and you know, again, find time to slow down, find time to just breathe and to listen into yourself. It'll not only encourage the relationship with your body, but it'll also encourage the relationship to yourself as light, and and making room and making space so that light can even begin to bring up that which is in the way to be healed and clear next.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to, so we have some questions on the Q&A and some hands raised. So if you'd like to ask a question or work with Britta one-on-one, hit star 2 to raise your hand or submit a question on the Q&A. So we're going to talk some more, but in the meantime, I was thinking maybe we could take a couple of questions.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we have a lot of questions on the Q&A coming in. And so let's go to the phone line first, and then we'll go to the Q&A, okay?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Phone number ending in 5301. 5301?
Yes.
Hello?
This is Erin.
Erin?
Hi.
Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Oh, Karen. Karen? Hi, Karen. Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I have a question.
Hi.
My head. Since all of summer, it's like it's not attached to my body. Is that a form of ascension too, or is it something that's going to subside?
So for you right now, I was getting a big strong yes. Yes, it is definitely a part of your ascension process. You know, remember to really be in your body and focus on the breath and do your grounding. And I know you're doing all that, but, you know, be patient and really stay in your practice there, because it is going to pass, definitely. Absolutely.
Okay.
The other thing that you really are called to do is to think a lot less.
Yeah.
You think
a lot less.
Think a lot less. People are always surprised to hear that. What do you mean, think a lot less? I can do that. Yes, you can do that. And really, you know, it's really the advanced form of living, and it's really the form of living that we're moving into. And so, of course, we're going to be thinking, but we're going to be thinking in much bigger ways, in much higher mind alignment. And so in order for that to open up, you know, to stop the chatter and to stop the nonsense, and it's, you know, most of it really is very useless. And we go around in circles often as well. So to get out of your head and make that your practice. And one very simple practice that I always suggest is, you know, just bring your focus and your attention back to the breath. Deepen your breath.
Yes.
Slow the breath down. That'll take the attention away from the thoughts, and the thoughts will have to float by because they need your attention in order to even be there.
Right.
Right. And so to keep coming back into the breath, and it's a tennis match, keep coming back into the breath, keep coming back into the breath. And, you know, that will also reprogram your subconscious to stop sending all of these patterns into your conscious mind because, you know, right now it is so used to serving you in this way because you've been embracing and accepting all of these thought patterns, and so it thinks this is the way to serve you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know,
I've
see
been better.
If you really... Hmm?
Being calmer and quieter, I've definitely been alone for the last couple months because it just feels like I can't get out with the people.
Mhm. Mhm. Yes.
So,
yes. Yes. And that's very timely as well. Very timely.
Okay.
Yeah. So
great.
Don't feel like there's something wrong with you at all.
Great.
There's nothing
oh,
wrong.
Oh, reassuring
with you.
Is just makes me feel so much better.
Okay, good. Excellent. You're doing really, really well.
Thank
just
you.
Keep following your guidance. You know, and again, when you stop thinking, you hear it, you feel it, you know it.
Great.
Yes.
Thanks for the confirmation. I really appreciate the phone call.
It is my pleasure, and thank you, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your light.
Okay. You too.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, good question. I'm so glad she asked that.
Yes. Yes, that was great. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see somebody who's already so well on their way, right, in
yes.
their beautiful development of light, vibration, and clarity. That's great. Wonderful. So nice to see.
Absolutely. So lots of interesting questions on the Q&A as well. So Melanie is asking, how do I overcome my fear of not being safe in the world? How do I find safety inside?
Ah, okay. Good. Excellent. So Melanie, you already know. You already know that your safety is inside. And you are most likely an empath. And you're feeling the vibrations, which, you know, oftentimes, depending on where you live and who you're surrounding yourself with, can be very fearful, very fear-based. You know, the media is fear-based. Everything is fear-based right now. And so for you, Melanie, knowing that you are an empath, knowing that your safety is inside of yourself, you really need to shift your focus from the outside to the inside. This doesn't mean you can't be a part of the human race. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, leave and live in a cave. Not at all. It's simply a, you know, an awareness shift that don't take it all in. Don't read so much of the news. Don't listen to all the drama and all the pain stories that people love to share. And really allow yourself to be in yourself. Be in your breath. Be in your alignment. Be in your trust, right? Really focus on being in your center so much more than taking in what happens on the outside. And so that shift is not only going to strengthen you and empower you because you're going to focus on being inside of yourself, it's also really going to confirm that you are safe and that you are here to live fearlessly. Now, if there are any old traumas that you need to clear, of course, that's something, you know, within you that you then have to work on by yourself or with somebody if you feel like some help would be better for you. Because these old energies that are there from old experiences, from old fearful experiences where you were not safe, those energies are going to keep messing with you until you heal them. So that's the other aspect to it. But otherwise, I feel Melanie really, really, really focused on being within yourself, staying within your center, and do not take all of the outside into yourself so much. And remember that space that is your aura. When you're consciously breathing, you're holding your space and you're also protecting that space so not all of the outside energies and influences can come and mess with you at all, you know, at all times.
Beautiful. Thank you. Great question, Melanie. Around the same type of question, but a little different, Kelly is asking, she says, we all know that we have to raise our vibration for sure. And how do we move from fear to joy? How do I break the heart wall?
Ooh, good question, Kelly. Okay, good. So the heart wall is a very interesting phenomenon because ultimately it is simply layers that we have put up, right, to protect ourselves. And so how to move from this fear of getting hurt, from this fear place into the freedom of joy, you know, is very much a part of the process that takes us back into the visualization that we started this call with. So, Kelly, if you imagine your space and if you imagine that outer mental body and then that trickles into the next emotional body and then that trickles in into the next body in, which is the energetic body. So all of these bodies have patterns, they hold patterns. And the thought patterns that you are still engaging with, or the thought patterns that are still alive, the emotional patterns or the energetic patterns, those are really the energies that are maintaining the walls of protection. And so for you, it's really important to get yourself into a space of complete trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in your light. Because for you, Kelly, bring forward from within yourself that trust in yourself as the light. And as the light, you're invincible, you're infinite. Nothing can ever happen to you because you're infinite being, right? This is just the play. This is just a game. And all of this energy is yours to work with. So for you to trust in that safety within yourself, in that fearlessness within yourself, really challenge yourself to look at what scares you, what are you not doing, where are you holding back, what are the things that you know you need to get to more fully, whether it's letting go, for example. Are you afraid of letting go, right? So these are all the things that keep you away from trust, that keep you away from your connection to yourself, because this heart chakra, first and foremost, has to be for yourself. This is your journey. You're not here to do this journey for anybody else but yourself. And then, once you are able to open your heart to yourself, it'll spill over, and you then do who you are and express who you are and be who you are in whichever capacity for your community, for the world. So challenge yourself. Ask yourself. Make a list. What am I afraid of? What do I want to do that I'm not doing? Where am I holding myself back? Where am I being fearful? Where am I being mistrusting? Where am I not letting go? Where am I not in the flow and trust of myself? And so when you take that list and answer those questions for yourself, then the next step is for you to do it. So just in knowing that's not enough, the next step is to actually then make yourself do it. Mm-hmm. Take those steps. Take those steps into doing for yourself and giving to yourself your true heart's desires. Because your heart desires to be in the flow, to be fearless, and to be in that trust. But that has to be manifested through action, because, again, this is where we're bringing it all back around full circle into the grounding. It is through the manifestations, it is through the actions, and it is through the choices that you are shifting the energetic patterns within your space. More light comes in and the walls come down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Another great question.
Yes, great question. Wow, what great questions today. Love
I know. Thank you, Kelly. So Melanie wrote back, and she says, thank you very much. I heard you. The way you speak, the vibration is very clearing and soothing.
I got chills, Melanie. Thank you.
Beautiful. So Kelly, let us know how that was for you as well, okay?
Yes.
So we're going to take a few more questions in just a few minutes. But I wanted to make sure that we covered some of the other things that, maybe we actually covered them during those questions, right?
Right. Pretty much, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about about the taking charge, right? The balance between owning your power as creator and surrendering to your life. Because I know for myself, the word surrender brings up a lot of resistance.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that's a great point, Alara, absolutely. The word surrender brings up a lot of resistance in a lot of people, because surrender has always been that waving the white flag and giving up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, you must be the weaker one to surrender. But that's not really the surrender that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, the surrender that I am talking about is really a strength. Surrendering to the light, surrendering to your own light, is ultimately what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is where having your intention back that up. And, okay, so maybe I'm not able to surrender fully to my light today, but I'm intending to get there. Right? So keep it on the map for yourself. Keep it on the horizon for yourself. Surrendering to the light, is really an art, is really a practice. And that includes, many aspects. And so from here, when I come back to your question, right, how to take charge. And so it's, again, the balance between the physical aspect and ourselves as the light and as the souls that we really are. And so you knowing your stuff. And again, this is you know, I want to use Kelly as an example here. Because to really take a look at yourself is really a positive thing. And this is where a lot of people resist as well, because they feel like, oh, they should be perfect, and oh, none of this really should be there, and oh, I really don't want to know about it. And it is the most important thing to do, and it is why we are here. That is what will create the illumination. So to be really honest with yourself and really authentic with yourself, and to look at yourself and say, okay, this is an area for myself where I'm still struggling. And so, for example, the practice of letting go fearlessly, with trust that the right thing will come, or what I deserve is there, right? But I have to let go first, just as an example. That is doing it on the physical level, putting it into action, and then from there, surrendering to your light. And surrendering to your light means that you trust, that you follow your inner guidance, your inner truth, moment by moment, step by step, day by day. It'll guide you. It'll take you there. For sure, 100% hands down. It's who we all are and what we're all here to do. And every single one of you listening, everybody has it. We're all light. We're all here together playing humans, working with the energy that has been piling up in our space. And so how to take charge is really this process of looking at what are your patterns, what is not in alignment with your light, and to even ask your light guidance, to ask into yourself, into your higher guidance within. What am I doing? How am I acting? What am I choosing that is not in alignment? What is not in congruency to my light? What is keeping me from my increase of vibration? And you will know. Trust me, you will know. If you honestly ask and you sincerely are open and clear to receive the answers, you will receive the answers. And everybody already knows their answers anyways. We all yeah. know what we have to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't want to. Some yeah. people want to hold on to their stuff or their addictions or their patterns or their, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it's norm, it's comfort, it's we've been there all our lives, and oh, but I love it so much, or maybe I hate it so much.
But I know it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know it, exactly. So that's enough.
Yeah.
No, but it's not enough, because we have to go deeper, and we really have to step into that intention for ourselves in order to really and truly take it to the next level and to take that charge for yourself. Shift those things. Shift those things that are not working for you anymore, that are not allowing for more of your light to come in, that are keeping you from increasing your vibration. And if you have to go deeper and if you have to do healing on it or around it, then that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And trust me, we all have these layers of old energies within us that need attention. And this is another thing. You know, people have this resistance toward going back. Oh, I don't want to go back. I just want to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the way it works. All of this energy that you have collected, it's still there. And it's not going to magically just disappear. It's your job and the reason you came here to move into these old energies and to do healing with them, because only through that, by being loving and being accepting with it, no matter how painful it may have been, you're being the light. And when you're being the light with yourself and all of your experiences, that's when the magic happens. That's when the transformations happen. And when you're looking at everything within yourself with love and acceptance and unconditional support for yourself, you're already bringing light into yourself. You're already creating more of a flow, you know. And so that is really truly what surrendering to the light means, right? It is understanding that you have to step into the light, and then you have to let go and trust in that light guidance from within, and also in the co-creation, right? The light is working for you and with you, bringing these experiences into your light that will encourage you to go deeper.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. So I have a comment from Kelly. She replied back and said, wow, thank you very much. Yes, my heart space is for me first. Thank you for the reminder. I'm definitely hiding of taking actions, a lot to think about, especially what I am giving to myself. Thank you.
Oh, again, I have chills. You go, Kelly. Good job.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I want to take, let me just check. I wanted to get to take a question from Mary, and she's asking, I'm curious, how do I heal my heart and unshield it in a way?
Oh, okay. So we have a lot of heart concerns today. Okay, Mary, let me just check into you a little bit more deeply, because the easy way out would be saying, oh, yeah, you know, we already discussed that with Kelly. But let me look into you, Mary. Let me see what's happening there. Yeah, because Mary, you, it's a different story for you. You are giving to yourself. And you're a big giver to others as well. So, yeah, this runs a little bit deeper here for you, Mary. So from here, I would actually love to do a quick activation if we can do that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Excellent. You know, because that would be very beneficial for everybody, including Mary.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Excellent. Awesome.
Yay, Mary.
Good. So from here, let's go ahead and let's get everybody into their breath. And let's everybody connect with Mother Earth and get your roots in place. And let's bring up the earth vibration. Let's get you into a nice space of grounding here. Because again, you need the grounding. Grounding is so important for your light. It is the way that it is able to embody. Good. So everybody go ahead and let yourself receive in the earth vibration. Let it fill up into your body. It may even make your body feel a little heavy, a little weighed down. That's okay. It's a good weight down. It's a good heavy. Good. And then from here, let yourself get filled up all the way. Keep breathing. Feel the tingling. Good. And from here, let's go ahead and let's bring in through the highest parts of you, right into and through the crown chakra. Let's bring in the higher light frequencies for you to be adjusting into. And so from here, The very, 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 very important aspect is receiving. And as these vibrations are settling in, and you may feel the light becoming a part of the vibrations moving through you, meeting the earth vibration, those two dancing, harmonizing, balancing each other. So from here, and this is a wonderful, wonderful energetic visualization. And so Mary, this is something for you, but this is for everybody, really. So Mary, you are such a giver, such a giver. And for you, it is not only about receiving and learning to receive from others, but it's also very much about finding your balance within yourself of the male and the female, of the masculine and the feminine, of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. And so as all of you are visualizing or feeling or sensing the earth and the light meeting as one, harmonizing, working together, I would like for all of you to bring your attention to your mind's eye and open your mind's eye inward. And the right side, your right side, is the feminine, and the left side is the masculine. And so the left side of the brain is the masculine, which is the action, which is the collecting of data of what we have experienced. And so this is oftentimes where the tendency is to project past experiences into the present or the future. And so then the right side of the brain, this is the sacred feminine. This is where we're receiving our intuition through, and this is the nurturing aspect and the receiving aspect. And so these two are here to work together. They're here to be a team, a supportive team. They're here to honor each other. They're here to listen to each other, understand each other, respect each other. And so this has to happen within. And not everybody, not only Mary, but everybody, see about this inner support of these two sides of you. So the right side of the brain is the giving, is the nurturing, is the receiving, is this intuitive, beautiful flow. And the left side, the male, is the logic, is the action, is the going for it. But it's also the protection. And so this protection is very important. And Mary, for you, it is very important for you to learn to work with both. You have to have this strong male side within you more active so that you actually feel safe in your nurturing, so that you actually feel safe in your receiving, in your beautiful feminine flow and giving and nurturing side. And so many of us women have been taught to be male energy, all about action, all about doing, becoming the man that we want to marry, being independent. And that's all good and well, but it has to be balanced with the feminine, with the nurturing, with the feeling, with the receiving within. And those two are meant to work together. So the male side honors and protects the feminine side within, makes room for her to receive, protects the space in which she nurtures and gives and receives. And so for you, Mary, it is very, very important that you, where you're very, very strong within your feminine side, which is a blessing, for you to really get a little bit more conscious and bring your intention to really integrating that balance within yourself so that the male side is able to draw boundaries, able to make that protection space for yourself so that you don't overgive, so that you feel safe in receiving. And so this male side of you, the more you bring your attention to it, the more you intend to balance the two, this male side of you is going to have you really feel this empowerment in yourself and this strength in yourself. And it's okay for you to say no. And it's okay for you to, you know, have some of that male energy as well. Because it is in the balance of the feminine within and the masculine within, that your light will really, really, really come in very strongly, because we're all both, even though we have chosen a particular body, a particular sex for this incarnation, we're still all both. And this balance is happening on this planet. We're seeing it everywhere. But most importantly, we need to hold the intention within and stay very, very close to this balance and the maintaining of this balance within ourselves. And so, Mary, you bringing your attention to this balance within and what it really means to be conscious of your male side and what it really means to be conscious of your feminine side, and for the two of them to harmonize and unite and be loving and supportive with each other. Is this really going to do a lot for you? And this is also going to take the walls down in front of your heart.
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you so much, Mary, for your question, because we received that beautiful, beautiful activation. So thank you so much for that. Wow. Still more questions are coming in. Mary, let us know how that was for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Great. Thank you. All right, so I wanted to take a few moments to talk about your special offer that you have for us this time for our audience. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Britta14. So, Britta, can you talk to us a little bit about the special offer?
I would love to. So, Light Power Action is a wonderful MP3 audio program that I've designed especially with the ease and grace of maintaining the practice throughout the day. So, you know, all of these are audios that are easy to download and easy to bring with you and to keep working with. Some of them are hypnosis activations, and so they should not be used when you cannot close your eyes and really take this time for yourself. But most of these can really be used on your way to work, on your lunch break, while you're cooking dinner. So, you know, it's very much about bringing it into the everyday moments, because life is busy. And this Light Power Action Package is also designed in a way that it is meant to address the different areas of our lives. Of course, it is the relationship with ourselves. It is the relationship with our own light. It is the relationship with other people. It is the relationship with a love partner. It is the relationship with work and manifestations, right? Because we are also multifaceted. And so this addresses bringing the light into all of the areas of our lives. And so here we do have two options. We have package A, which is the program that is ready for download. And then we have the package B, which is also including a one-on-one session with me, which is an hour session. And I have found that more and more, you know, people appreciate the packages, but to get a head start with a session is oftentimes very useful and very helpful. And so that's why I'm offering that package B as well. And so then as we're scrolling down, I am looking at module one. You were in the right place. And this has four MP3s in it. And so this is all about bringing yourself into the present. So this is where we're coming into the grounding, right? Being in your body, being in the awareness of yourself, who you are as light within this earthly experience. And one of the ones here that stands out to me to mention right now is the third one, your positive ego. Because people are very afraid of the ego, and, you know, we really are not here to be afraid of anything. We're here to be aware of things, and we're certainly not wanting to invite everything, that's for sure, so it's all about discernment, yes. But the things that are within us are for us to work with, and everything has a positive part to it, and the positive ego is very, very important and powerful. And, of course, it has its shadow side and its negative side, yes, but everything can have its negative side, and everything can be used for a good. Everything can be used for a positive. And so getting to know the voice within you that is your cheerleader, which is the positive ego, is super important. And then we go to module two, which is virtues, honor the divinity in everything. And so now this is the relationship from the perspective of groundedness within the physical, yes, but now looking outside, and the relationship that we're looking at is the relationship of life and how light is orchestrating for us all the time. And all these experiences that we're receiving, we want to really learn to receive them, even if we don't like them. We're receiving them for a reason. There are no mistakes. And again, number three, the hypnosis imagery journey of a roadblock is a gift. Again, very important one, because whatever we occur in life, whatever happens, whatever comes to us that may trigger us or may feel like, oh, no, and not again, and I can never catch a break, or whatever it may bring up. These things are really there to highlight more of the energies that are within our bodies, within our space, that we're meant to bring attention to, that we're meant to look at with love, with loving eyes, with accepting eyes. And so the more we look at them with loving and accepting eyes, we're co-creating with the light. Because light is bringing to us what we need to receive, and that is triggering within us what we need to heal. So it's all a beautiful dance. And to really bring your attention to it and bring your intention to the process and the work is incredibly empowering. And then we come to module three, which is valor, access your inner fearlessness. And so this is where we go a little bit deeper into the physical part, and this has a lot to do with the heart chakra and how timely that we had so many questions in regard to the heart chakra today. Because, you know, the heart chakra is really that center point. Of course, all the chakras are important, and I love all of them. And there are some other beautiful power points and vortexes energetically that we're also opening up to. But really working with the heart chakra in terms of listening to your heart's desires. Because in the end, your heart's desires are really truly what your soul is here to manifest. And so there's a great distinction between what your head wants and says you should do and what the negative ego says you should accomplish. There's a big difference between that and what your heart desires. What your heart desires are for you. And so this is a wonderful module for you to get into this awareness and communication with yourself and your heart, where you actually ask yourself, what are my heart's desires? And these heart's desires are very important, and they're a wonderful fuel and intention to take action, to take it into that next step, to move forward into the manifestations. And of course, last but never least, the heart is to be opened to yourself. You giving to yourself, you loving yourself, you honoring yourself is the most important practice. Everything else will come from that. It's like a beautiful fountain. When you learn to love yourself, when you learn to give to yourself, when you learn to be in that open heart space with yourself, you will turn into this wonderful fountain that just spills over and spills over into your family, into your community, and you will get to do all that you have come here to do on a global scale. But it has to start with you. This is your journey, first and foremost. And then we go to module 4, which is Venerate, Proud to Be You. And this is a really wonderful one, and I really love this module because this is really another step up to owning the balance of you. So here we're looking at everything that you are within the physical, but it's also everything that you are within your soul, within your energy, within your light, right? And to really learn to claim everything, to learn to claim everything that has ever shaped you, even if the experiences were bad and painful, they still shaped you. And so if something has shaped you, that means it is your material, it is your stuff to work with. There are no accidents, and whatever your soul chose to receive in this lifetime is what you need to be proud of. You need to claim it. You need to own it. And that will also help to release the blame, the shame, the guilt, all of these things that are not of the light and are fear-based. And so then we go to module 5, which is Vivid, Light Illuminates Business. And here we have 6 MP3s. And this is a wonderful module. This is where you now get encouraged and receive the invitation to bring the light consciousness, to bring your work, to bring your awareness into your work, into your purpose, into the part of your life that really is another extension of yourself. And whether you're doing what you want to do or you're just doing it for the moment while you're preparing for something else, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's how you're doing it. It's the how you're doing it. How are you handling yourself? How are you being in your integrity? How are you bringing your A game? How are you being your word? How are you being in your empowerment and your self-worth in the workplace, wherever this may be? And so as you're practicing in the workplace, where you're at in this moment, and you're really bringing yourself in more fully, that'll level you up. That'll level you up in vibration naturally, and that then will take you to wherever you are wanting to go and whatever is next for you on your journey in terms of purpose and fulfillment. And then from here we go to module 6, and that's Vigor and Whole Relationships. And of course, we have all understood that we cannot give to another what we cannot give to ourselves. And so this is why this is module 6, because intimate relationships are such a blessing. If we can really allow them to be that vibration that matches us, that meets us, right? And so once we really get clear within ourselves and on our own worth and our own love for ourselves and our protection for ourselves, right? Being that balance of the male and female, we can be that receiving, yet we can feel protected and safe within ourselves because we have it in perfect balance. And so when we're in that place within ourselves, we will bring into our experience the match, the frequency, the person that will be able to match that and meet us. And so to really get into that understanding of, yes, you can have it all, and how to be in that space of holding that for yourself until it shows up in your life is really a wonderful practice that will only benefit you. And so, you know, as you can see, the spiritual journey is very much about you, your journey, you focusing on your own healing, on your own heart's desires, on your manifestations. And then when you can bring a partner into your life that is also in that space, there's a beautiful partnership that is now able to happen where there is respect and love and support and also understanding for what each one of them has to do individually as well, together as well as individually. And then from here, we go to module 7, which is victory and light, power, action. And so as we're looking at this, we are now embracing and owning and really getting into that space within this wholeness within yourself. And, you know, this wholeness within self, when the male and the female is balanced, and you're aware of yourself and your space and your energy, and you're looking at what life is bringing to you and what is it triggering within you, and you're in the practice of addressing that with love and acceptance, and you're intending all of this for yourself because you understand that you're increasing your vibration and you're working for your light and with your light and as the light. And that really is the destination. And it just keeps going and going and going. And you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you will feel it. You feel it in yourself. You're like, oh, wow, I feel so strong. I feel so clear. But then you level up again and you go, wow, I feel so strong. I feel so clear. And there are many, many, many more levels. And we will probably not know how much strength and how much light and how much clarity we're really able to embody in this one current lifetime. It really depends on how high we can get the frequencies on our beloved Earth in this lifetime. As we're all focusing on our light, we are certainly increasing the vibration rapidly. And so let's see what's possible, right? Anything is possible. Very exciting. And of course, you know, life gets easier, it gets smoother. You don't get triggered and stuff can't really get you so much anymore. And it just, you know, just turns into you being water of a duck's back because you're so self-contained and independent and whole and balanced within yourself, that everything becomes a ride, everything becomes an experience, and it's like, ooh, ooh, what's this? And it becomes very fun. And that's really what it's all meant to be, this spiritual journey, even though sometimes we have to go into areas that need healing. And that can be a bit painful. It'll release and it'll open up into more light, and it really turns into fun and excitement and whoa, and really seeing the light at play and working for you in your life. And so it brings everything into it being the reality, the light being the reality within this illusion earth play. And that's
beautiful.
My program. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. And it's a beautiful program. And it's, you know, I love the progression, you know, especially from module 1 to module 7. It's like, you know, and there's so many things that you can do with the program. But for sure, you know, like you said, take the time to go through it, and then also see what resonates with you. See what's calling to you in a particular day, and then and do that. And definitely take advantage of the 1-hour session with Britta to really get to clear what's there, that, you know, so you can get a head start on really being clear in your field, in your energy field, in, you know, whatever is going on, and keep moving forward, right? So please do take a look at that. That is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Britta14. Wow, 14 seasons. Who knew, right?
14 seasons. Go, Alara.
Who knew? And so I wanted to share comment back from Mary, and she said, oh my, very healing and beautiful. Infinite gratitude and blessings. You are an angel. Spot on. My male and female are, our masculine and feminine are never balanced, and now I know which one needs a boost. Great call. Everything you say is just a pure delight. Much love.
Aww. Oh, I've got chills again. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you, Mary.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Beautiful.
We had a caller with their hand raised, but we lost them, so maybe they'll come back in a second. And now I wanted to quickly talk about, you know, because I don't think we did this, but how to step into your new size shoes and own yourself more fully as light and creator incarnate. I especially like the phrase of being the creator incarnate. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so in creator incarnate is really what we are. I see us all as extensions of source, and we are all extensions of the same source. Source really is not separated by religion or belief or skin color or, you know, continent. We're all here from the same source. And we are all extensions of the source, and that's creation. And we are a part of this creation, and we are all creators. And we're having these earthly experiences. And this really is about just shifting it, just shifting that perspective, shifting that for yourself, that when things happen and things come up, that you really own it. You really take responsibility because you are the creator. Everything that is happening is a part of your creation that's happening for you. And so it's very important, as we're increasing our vibrations and as that is the intention, to not do the victim, to not do the oh poor me, to not do the I can't do this, to not do the I didn't choose this, to really take responsibility. And I get it. I totally, totally, totally get it. There is room for moments of moping. There is room for moments of venting. But try to not go overboard. Try not to get stuck in that. Try not to live in that at all. Yeah, sometimes these things that happen really suck. But then when you're done with the, when you're done with that, then go ahead and come back into your breath. Listen to one of the MP3s. Do what you have to get yourself back. Dust you know, dust yourself off, pull your socks up, get back into your balance, into your center, and claim and remind yourself that you are the creator and nothing, nothing gets handed to you that you cannot handle. Nothing. And so really understanding that it's your responsibility and this is your opportunity. It's not only responsibility, but it's your opportunity because everything happens for the light. And there's learning in it and there's healing in it and there's growth in it, no matter how hard or impossible it may seem. Gotta go through it. It's through the action. It's through the choices. As creator, this is my creation. This is my responsibility. I'm owning it. I'm claiming it. I'm doing it. And this is what will increase your light. And this is really also, and this is another level to it, your devotion to your light. Because the light isn't handed to anybody. Okay? Nobody gets it for free. Nobody gets it just because they've been doing a little bit of work, just because they've been, like, you know, doing a couple of sessions or you know, volunteering. No. It's work. It's work that we have all come here to do. It's a school. Earth is a school, and we're here to learn, and we're here to grow, and we're here to evolve, and we're here to shed light into parts of our soul that have been dormant and heavy for eons, for lifetimes. It can all be cleared now. It can all be illuminated now simply by you taking it all with a stride, taking it all with a grain of salt and understanding that you're here in devotion to yourself. You're here in devotion to your light. And so really bringing all of these aspects into your awareness that you are creator and you are here to take responsibility and you're here to listen to your heart's desires and you're here to shift out of your head into a much higher wisdom. You're here to listen to that inner voice. You're here to form that relationship with yourself as light. And the deeper you go and the more you work for your light and intend for the words you're saying, for the actions you're choosing, for the thoughts you're thinking, for how you're processing your emotions, for how you are welcoming the events of your life, it all of it, will increase your vibration. And that's why you're here. And that's the creator that you are here to be. And as you are getting more comfortable with the work and you're really identifying more and more with the creator, you will truly, and I promise you this, you will truly reap the rewards of your work. Because not only are you beginning to get very clear on this level, in this incarnation, as the person that you are right now within your field, right now the vibrations are in such a place and we have opened all of the influx and all of the support that all of the other extensions of your soul will receive the light as well, will receive the healing as well. So as you're really in that devotion to your light and you're taking responsibility for yourself as creator, you're not only healing on this plane, in this dimension here on Earth, you're really healing into the other parts of your soul as well. And that's the good news, and that's the exciting part about being here right now and doing this work and really waking up to the empowerment that's within it. I mean, you know, we're really here to clear all the karma, to do all the work, to get it all illuminated now in this lifetime. And whoever is choosing that is going to be able to do that. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I have Caroline on the Q&A saying, your energy is so contagious. It really is. And I said that at the beginning, right? I said that everybody would just absolutely love your energy and your vibration. You know, it's so lovely, so beautiful. It just listening to you raises our vibration. Right?
Yes, thank you. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, that's how vibration works, right? It's a transmuted through the intention, and my voice is a vortex. And so, yes, absolutely, that's what happens.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
I love it.
But thank you, Caroline. Thank you for acknowledging that. And you know, great awareness. Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So let me just check and see if there's any other questions, if anybody has their hands raised. Let me just check. I know we've already gone a little bit over today, but it was it's so much fun listening to you. And then, you know, everything that you're talking about is like, it's so relevant, right? And it's a possibility for us to raise our vibration, have more light, be in the light, be the light, more and more. And from that light, we can create our lives and actually be happy and actually have more joy, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and I think that this is also maybe something beautiful for us to finish this call with, is to invite everybody, extend the invitation for everybody to imagine, visualize what would this look like? Mm-hmm. Imagine yourself bringing in as much light frequency, as high a light frequency as you possibly can while you're still in your body. And so now imagine all of this light frequency extending into the other parts of your soul, and you're here in your body and you're feeling so fearless and so empowered and so in your clarity and flow. Anything is possible. You see potential, you see possibilities, you're fearless, you're enjoying life in every experience because it's an experience. Right? We're mm-hmm. just playing humans. And so then imagine more and more and more and more and more people all over the world are now also embodying these crazy light frequencies. And more people are really operating from this light and as the light and for the light. Imagine the shifts and the changes that we're all here to manifest together so quickly. So quickly, how quickly we can turn this world around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's unstoppable. I see it like this wave. It's just like taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it light.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you're right. And the more we do that within our own lives, within our businesses, within our relationships, you know, and with our families, there will be more and more light. There will be a wave of it, and more people will be awakened to it and know that something else is possible for them.
Yes, absolutely. And really, everybody, listen to yourself. Listen
mm-hmm.
to yourselves. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to the knowing. You know. Don't let your head jump in. Don't let the fear patterns, the doubt patterns, the worry patterns, the what-if patterns come in
mm-hmm.
and take you out of that knowing, out of that voice that is telling you. It's very important. Listen to yourself. Trust yourself. You know it's the soul within you guiding you. Very important always to remember it is always going to make you feel grounded and balanced. And it can be exciting, but
mm-hmm.
it's still grounded and balanced.
Absolutely. And you do know. You do know what's right for you. You do know what the next step is. You do know. And then it's a matter of, you know, taking
yeah.
that knowledge and moving it forward. It's about you having the intention for your life, for what you would like. Your intention to raise your vibration, what is your intention, right? Are you
yeah.
present? And, you know, in order to have an intention, you need to be present. So are you present, right?
Yes, exactly. And as you're present and as you're honoring your inner guidance and your truth and your voice, you know, you respecting yourself and you creating changes in your life. Others may not always like you, but in the end they will respect you for it, for being authentic, for being truthful, for being respecting to yourself.
And even if they don't, it doesn't matter. You choose
right.
What's still what's right for you.
Yes. You know, and again, if you do it out of balance
within
the male and female, you're going to be able to do it with a lot more grace. And so whatever changes you have to make for yourself out of this grace, out of this balance, you're going to feel much more fearless and okay to do what you have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your wonderful questions, for contributing to the call in this way. And, you know, you were, just from your questions, we received even more information, more energy from Britta, including that activation. That was spontaneous. That was not planned, right? So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. And thank you. Thank you, Alara. And thank you, everybody who is here and will be with us in the replays. And, let's create this amazing, light-filled and flooded planet.
Absolutely. Right? Let's do it. All right. Thank you, everyone. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Thank you, Britta.
Thank you, Alara. Much love.
Bye.
Bye.